个不止一位弟兄姊妹问我一个问题。
There's not only one brother or sister who asked me this question.
那当我们在我们当交通许多次有关奉献的事情。
We had fellowship a lot of times on consecration.
对，就有人问啊，就是要怎么过一个奉献的生活。
And so somebody asked, how do we live a consecrated life?
所以我也回去好好去思想这件事情。
And so I went home and think about this.
那希望今天还是，希望今天我们还是有彼此有点鼓励，能够把奉献这件事情落实在我们的生活里面。
May we encourage each other today that this thing about consecration will be really ingrained in our heart.
所以我还是必须要回到那个罗马书的第十二章第一节。
And so I want to turn to Romans 12.
其实当我思想的时候，我觉得有些事情啊，好像知道又好像不知道。
When I think about this, it seems some things are.I know, and yet there are other things I don't.
对，当我们这么多年交通奉献。
We have fellowship on consecration so many years.
然后我们也知道要过一个奉献的生活。
And we know we have to live a consecrated life.
当我们在仔细在主面寻求的时候，到底我怎么过一个奉献的生活？
But when we carefully seek before the Lord, how do I live a consecrated life?
那有时候又感觉有点模糊。
Sometimes it seems a little blurry.
但我们知道哈，这个奉献的生活其实就应该是我们基督徒生活的全部。
But we know that this consecrated life is our complete Christian life.
或是换句话说，奉献这件事情应该是我们基督徒生活的一个根基。
Or consecration is the foundation of our Christian living.
也就是说，我们的生活里面所有的事情哈，应该都是在这个奉献的原则里面来活的。
And so we have to live according to the principle of consecration.
所以当我们再回到这个罗马书第十二章第一节。
So we go back to Romans 12:1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy.Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
所以我想我今天就是有三个，大概是三个段落。
I have three parts today.
所以第一个我还是要讲到那个奉献的一个原则。
First part is on the principle of consecration.
就是说将身体献上当作活祭。
It is to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
对，奉献是一个活祭。
It is a living sacrifice.
然后第二个部分。这个奉献呢，是一个神所喜悦的。
The second thing that consecration is pleasing to God.
所以我们应该过一个讨主喜悦的生活。
And so we have to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
然后他继续讲，他说我们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And then it says that this is your reasonable service.
所以也就是说这个奉献的生活就是一个服侍主的生活。
And so this consecrated life is a life of service to the Lord.
好，我们先念一处的圣经，是利未记第一章。
So let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章。
Leviticus 1.
第十二跟十三节。
12 and 13.
利未记第一章十二跟十三节。
Leviticus 1:12 and 13.
要把燔祭牲切成筷子，连头和脂油，祭司就要摆在坛上的火的柴上，但脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要全然奉献烧在坛上，这是燔祭，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
And he shall cut it into pieces with his head and his fat.And the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
好，我想我们开头有一点点祷告。
Let us pray.
耶稣我们敞开我们的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we open our hearts before you.
主啊，叫我们不忘记你是为我们付上何等重大的代价。
We don't want to forget that you have paid a great price.
主啊，今天我们能够回到你的家中。
Today we can come back to your home.
或是说我们能够有权利奉献给你。
Or that we have even this opportunity to serve you.
主啊，这其实都是你的恩典。
This is all your grace.
主啊，但愿主让我们宝贵这个你给我们这样一个权利。
Lord, that we will really take this privilege as precious.
我们在你面前说，主啊，我们的心在你面前敞开。
Lord, we want to open our hearts before you.
主啊，愿你夺取我们每个人的心。
Lord, may you take our hearts.
主啊，不要漏掉任何一个。
There's none that will be left behind.
主啊，愿这个聚会，主啊，你的同在和你的美善，主啊，在我们面前显现。
May your beauty be evident in our meeting.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我想请弟兄姊妹不要忘记哈，就是我之前江弟兄提到的一个比方。
Brothers and sisters, may we not forget this example by Brother Kong.
对，我们这批人呢，好像我们信耶稣不是真的不是给主面子。
When we believe in the Lord, we're not just giving face to our Lord.
对，我们真的是就像那个奴隶，那个小女孩，那个奴隶。
But we are like that slave girl.
对，在那个奴隶的贩卖场上呢，我们不知道等的是什么样的买主。
In that auction ground for the slaves, we do not know who will buy us.
对，任何一个买主可以掌管我的生死大权。
That master who buy us have control, total control over us.
对，他可以在我这个奴隶身上做任何的事情。
That master can do anything to that slave.
对，我们心中是何等的忐忑不安。
And we're so worried and without rest.
是一个暴力的暴力那个就是很暴躁的一个主人呢。
Is he gonna be a violent master?
是一个苛刻的主人呢。
Or one who is hard?
或是一个残酷的主人呢。
Or who is very fearful?
对，我们不知道。
We don't know.
对，但是终于有一位主人来到我们的面前。
But then there's one master who came.
他愿意出最大的代价，把我们这个根本不值一提的人把他买走。
And then he paid the highest price for one who's so undeserving.
对，弟兄姊妹，这个是我们的得救。
This is our salvation.
这是为什么我们愿意奉献的缘故。
And that is the reason for consecration.
对，乃是因着他爱我们，也乃是因着他在我们身上有绝对的权利。
It is because he loves us and he has total right for us.
所以我也提到哈，就是十二章，罗马书十二章呢。他一开头讲到奉献之后
So in Romans 12 when he began to talk about consecration
然后他就讲到很多基督徒后面的生活
And then he followed it up with Christian living
然后我也提到在那个神颁布十诫之后
And after God gave out the Ten Commandments
他第一个跟他那个平常生活有关的一个命令呢就是一个仆人耳朵要扎个洞
The first commandmentWith regard to living a life, is that that slave has to have his ears pierced.
所以当这个圣经把这些次序显明在我们面前的时候，我们觉得这是有意义的。
When this order is revealed to us, we know there's meaning behind them.
也就是说，在生活的开头，在那个实行律法、这个遵行神的旨意的开头的时候，我们看见是一个奉献的原则。
We see the principle of consecration with regards to living and with regards to following the commandments.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实也是一些年之前啊，当弟兄交通到主耶稣是阿法是 Omega 之后。
When brother shared years ago that he is the Alpha and the Omega.
然后我就开始注重说一个事情的源头，它的开头。
Then I put a lot of importance on the source of a thing.
到底这个神开一个事情的头的时候呢，到底是怎么一回事？
How is that beginning of the thing?
所以这是很重要，我们希望神是开这个头。
we see that God is the beginning.
所以有时候我们在读圣经，弟兄们会建议说，你读圣经的时候，有些词哈，你可以看那个词第一次出现的时候是在讲什么事情。
And so brothers, remind us when you read the Bible, see when that one phrase or word, when is the first time it was mentioned.
对，比如说你们自己回去可以找，比如说，声音第一次出现。献祭或是祭坛是在什么地方
？So when you go back, you can look. When is the first time that the altar is mentioned?
比如说安息，比如说爱，比如说教会，它是什么时候第一次出现
？Or rest, or love, or church. When did those words appear first in the Bible?
所以那时候那些的开头呢，主好像就把一些的这个种子放在里面。
So in those beginnings, the Lord had put a seed in that.
然后这次当我在读的时候，我又发现。也不是发现，就是我又注意到另外一个开头。
Then when I'm reading this time, I recognize another beginning.
当那个以色列人被带离开埃及，进到旷野。
After the Israelites were brought out of the wilderness, brought out of Egypt into the wilderness.
有一个非常重大的事情，就是说神在他们当中建了一个会幕。
The Lord built a tabernacle among them.
如果读到出埃及记最后面的地方
We know at the end of Exodus
所以那个地方就记载到那个会幕已经建起来了
We know that the tabernacle had been raised
然后建起来之后呢哇神非常的喜悦神的荣光就充满在这个会幕当中
And God was so pleased and his glory filled that tabernacle
所以弟兄姊妹这其实是一个里程碑就是一个不同的时代的一个情况
This is the beginning of a different dispensation.
对，没有错。过去的时候，神可以借着云柱啊、火柱，好像是跟以色列人同在，这是没错的。
In the past, he used the pillars of cloud and fire to be with the Israelites.
但这个会幕啊，有非常非常重大的意义。
But there is a deep meaning and big meaning on the tabernacle.
所以他把这个会幕建在以色列人当中，表明说，我这位耶和华神呢，我现在住在那个我的子民当中了。
And the tabernacle being among the Israelites means that the Lord God is dwelling among them.
然后这些以色列的子民呢，就可以开始活一个神同在的生活。
And the Israelites can start to live a life with the presence of the Lord.
对，可以跟神交通，可以对神敬拜，然后我们神住在人的中间。
They can commune with the Lord. They can worship the Lord.
所以这的确是一个非常重要的一个时代的不同，是一个里程碑。
And so this is a beginning of a dispensation.
当这个事情，这个里程碑一开头的时候
，When this beginning starts，
我们就看到立位记就进，我们就看到开始进看到。这个圣经进入到这个立位记
，and then we see the Bible go into the book of Leviticus.
然后立位记里面呢，就开始讲到很多的献祭啊，很多祭司该做的事情。
And Leviticus talks about a lot of offerings and what the priests should be doing.
但你会发现哈，在这个里程碑的这个开端的时候呢，神用五个祭当做它的开头。
And so at the beginning of Leviticus, the God used five offerings to represent it.
对，燔祭讲到那个主耶稣，他是奉献给主的。
The burnt off.、
对不起，燔祭讲到这个主耶稣是完全献给父神的。
The offering speaks of our Lord giving His all to God.
然后素祭呢是讲到主耶稣的生活，因为他有盐在调和的。
The meal or the grain offering talks of has the salt in it.
然后平安祭讲到我们的主呢是。赐安息的主
And the peace offering talk about the Lord giving rest.
然后赎罪祭当然讲到我们的主是赎罪的主
And sin offering says that our Lord is the one who paid for our sins.
然后赎愆祭呢是讲到我们各式各样的这些各样的罪呢神已经能够赦免我们是赎愆祭
And the trespass offering says that the Lord will forgive all our trespasses.
但是在这个立位记这个里程碑的开头呢，讲到五个祭。
And so in this, the beginning of this Leviticus talks about five offerings.
然后五个祭的开头呢，就是燔祭。
And the beginning of the five offering, the first one is the burnt offering.
然后我刚刚念了这个第一章的十二跟十三节。
And I read first chapter verses 12 and 13.
我们就看到这个燔祭的一个特点呢，叫做全然奉献。
And we see this distinctiveness of burnt offering is to offer everything.
也就是说，不管是牛，不管是羊，或是这些这些鸟类呢，不管怎么献呢，只要是燔祭，就是全部烧掉，不留下一点点。
Whether it's a bull, a lamb, or a bird, everything has to be burned up.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是罗马书十二章第一节讲到说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。将身体献上当作活祭，这个活祭就是燔祭。
And that's what is referring to in Romans, this living sacrifice. It is this.
所以弟兄姊妹，当这个神要住在人的中间。
So when God wants to dwell among men.
要这些弟兄姊妹能够活在神的同在的这个生活里面的开头的时候。
And that brothers and sisters can really live in the presence of the Lord, and the beginning is such.
对，我们发现圣经再次在圣灵引导之下，把那个燔祭摆在我们的面前，是成为第一个。
So through the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Bible shows us the first one that is placed for us to see is the burnt offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个实在给我们看见，这是一个我们生活的一个根基跟一个起头。
This is the foundation of our life and the beginning also.
那个主耶稣来到地上。
When the Lord come here on earth,
他自己本身就是一个全然奉献的一个神的羔羊。
He is one who is wholly consecrated, the Lamb wholly consecrated.
有时候我们真的不容易想象。
It is very difficult for us to even imagine.
对，就是说我们看我们周遭每一个人，甚至是一个最属灵的弟兄或姊妹。
If we look around, even if we look at the most spiritual person.
也许他可以这个讲道讲得非常的高深，非常的绝对。
Maybe he can preach very absolutely and very deeply.
但只要进到生活里面呢，我们总是发现我们不是那么的完全。
But then when you look at their life, it is not that perfect totally.
但是主耶稣亲自来到地上，道成肉身啊。
But our Lord came and in the flesh.
他是为我们做了一个完全的一个例子。
He is the total ultimate example.
也就是说，这位我们的主呢，他在地上虽然是人，但是他是一个全然奉献的人。
He is a man, but he is one who is totally consecrated.
所以主耶稣他的身上哈，不管他这个讲话，他讲任何一句话呢，都是神的旨意。
So whatever he say.It is the will of God.
然后他做的每一件事情，然后他生活的每一个生活的动作呢，全部都是父神要他做的。
Every action is what God wants him to do.
哇，这真的非常的奇妙。
This is so amazing.
所以弟兄姊妹，但我们可能一生没有办法做到这样的情况。
Maybe we cannot reach this point.
但这是一个我们的一个 example， 是一个模范。
But this is our example.
这是我们一个模型啊，是我们需要去学的。
This is the mold that we want to fit in.
也就是说，主耶稣自己本人呢，他已经帮助我们显明了什么叫做一个奉献的生活。
The Lord Himself has already revealed to us what is a consecrated life.
对，前一阵子我们两位弟兄对那个传记有一点交通。
Last time, two brothers had shared on biography.
所以其实。何寿恩的姊妹的故事我其实读过很多次，也听过很多次。
I have read many times and also heard many times the biography of Sister Margaret Barber.
但是这次在我准备的时候呢，我在想到底要怎么交通。
But this time in my preparation I was thinking how do I share with brothers and sisters.
对，我们姊妹其实有好多好多特，就是说比较突出的方面。
Our sisters have many points that is very distinctive.
对，她学信心的功课。
She learned faith.
她等候主的再来。
She was waiting for the Lord's coming.
她怎么带领年轻的弟兄姊妹。
How she led young brothers and sisters.
对，她怎么这个各样的这个误会呢，她能够 在主的这个恩典底下，她能够去面对这些事情。
How through the grace of the Lord does she face all the rumors?
对，他还记得他的这个误会是很严重，就对他的这个单身姊妹的这个名节产生 污点的 一种的误会。
And then this rumor is about, you know, her purity.
所以当我读完之后，我突然心中有一个很深的感觉。
And so this is a very deep feeling in my part, on my part.
对，我对这个姊妹一个整体的感觉说，这个姊妹是一个愿意绝对奉献的，绝对顺服的人。
I see that this sister wants to obey absolutely.
好像这个点呢，特别突出在我的心里面。
And this point, you know, kind of really rise up in my heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，他是一个全然奉献的人呢，他才有可能做一个绝对顺服的人。
Because she is wholly consecrated, that's why she can obey absolutely.
你知道吗？我们在生活当中遇到很多的环境。
We face many circumstances.
一个人哈，如果他没有奉献的话
，If you're not consecrated,
他没有办法服得了人，也没有办法服得了环境。
He cannot submit to people nor to circumstance.
所以我上次才讲，就是有的人是的确是奉献。
True enough, some people have consecrated themselves.
有人也知道自己没有奉献，他自己知道。
Some people know they have not consecrated.
还在挣扎，这个放不下。我知道我还没奉献。
They're still struggling. They have not laid down.
对，也有的人是以为自己奉献。
Some people thought that they have consecrated.
但其实没有真的奉献。
But they have not really consecrated.
对，有时候你可以，就是说，当一个人在一些重大关键的事情上
in great thing when there's a great thing in front of that person
对他一直没有一个服下来的感觉或是顺服的情况
there is no submission
所以这个如果他还说是奉献的话呢，这就可能有问题
and if they still say that they have consecrated then it's questionable
也就是说当我们能够服下来能够顺服的话表明我们是不是一个真正奉献的人
If you can submit it shows that you are a consecrated person
所以许多时候我实在觉得其实我们年长的弟兄们很受何寿恩姊妹的见证的鼓励
And so our elder brother is very much encouraged by Sister Barbara's life
他的故事实在是太稀少了
This her story you know, is very rare.
对，但是在这些稀少的这些事情里面呢，这些内行的弟兄们知道说这个姊妹是真正有学习的姊妹。
And the elder brothers know that she is one who has really been dealt by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当这个我们的主曾经讲过一句话，我们要进窄门走小路。
We said that we want to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
所以有的时候我们会想说，哎呀，这个什么窄门小路，到底什么是窄门这样
？What is the narrow gate and the narrow way?
这个窄门哈，不是讲信主。
Now the narrow gate does not refer to believing in the Lord.
对，有的人解释这句话，他说进窄门走小路，因为我们要信主，因为大部分人不信主，所以我们信主的人就很少。
Some people explain it this way as like There are very few who believe in the Lord, so that's the narrow gate.
不是的，这个信主的门是又大又宽的。
No, the gate to salvation is wide.
你只要进来，你只要信，那简单的信，你就进了。
Just simply believe and you have entered.
所以我们有个领会啊，这个窄门其实可以说是一个奉献的关卡。
So this narrow gate is actually consecration.
所以这个奉献关卡就是说当你要进这个门的时候你才可以开始走路你知道
So this consecration gate means that when you enter that's when you start walking
所以主耶稣这边的意思就是说你如果连门都没进的话呢你大概根本没有在走路
So if you have not even entered the gate how can you be walking
所以弟兄姊妹当我们越思想的时候我们越觉得奉献这件事情实在是非常非常重要。
And so we know consecration is very, very important.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，就是我这个开头就是说，我们这个奉献的生活呢，是你用奉献的原则运用在你的生活的各样的事情上。
So a consecrated life is using the principle of consecration in everything in your life.
对，你在读书的时候，上班的时候。
Whether you're in school or at work,
你在家里面洗碗照顾小孩的时候
，at home when you're washing dishes or taking care of the kids,
在聚会在服侍
in gathering, in service,
你做决定或者你怎么安排你的时间，
when you're making decision or how you arrange your time,
所有这些事情呢，你如果用运用奉献的原则的话，你就发现你会再过一个奉献的生活。
If in all these things you apply the principle of consecration, then you are living a consecrated life.
然后我接下来就试着从几个方面，两个方面，两个大方面来看。
Then now I want to use two things to look at this.
我们先读几处圣经好，《创世纪》第五章21-24。
Let's turn to Genesis 5:21-24.
创世纪第五章21-24。
Genesis 5:21-24.
以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。与以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不再世了。
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.And Enoch walked with God, and he was not.
所以请特别注意好，他与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
He walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
我们再看希伯来书第11:5。
And then Hebrews 11:5.
对，希伯来书第11:5。
Hebrews 11:5.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
对，他没有死，他被接去以前呢，其实神已经喜悦他了。
He did not die, and before he was taken, God already was pleased with him.
我们再看利未记的第9:24。
And then let's turn to Leviticus chapter
9. 利未记第9:24。
9:24.
我们念23-24哈。
Let's read 23-24.
利未记9:23-24，摩西亚伦进了会幕，又出来为百姓祝福，耶和华的荣光就向众民显现。有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油，众民一见就都欢呼俯伏在地。
And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came out, and there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat.Which when all the people saw this, shouted and fell on their faces.
这边讲到这个大祭司呢，把一些这个祭呢准备好了。
So the high priest has prepared all this the offering.
然后有火从那个神的那边出来哈，把这些燔祭这些祭呢把它烧了。
And fire came before out from the Lord and consumed all this.
然后这个火哈，就成为他们后来。所有献祭的这个火种
and that fire is the root of all the fire that is used for offering later on.
也就是说，你不可以用任何其他的火，必须要用从神来的火。
So they cannot use any other fire, but only this fire that came out from the Lord.
我们再看利未记第六章第八。
Then let's turn to Leviticus 6:8
到十三
8-13.
有一点长，所以 我只念中文，好不好
？We'll just read in Chinese.
利未记第6:8-13。
6:8-13。
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你要吩咐亚伦和他的子孙说，燔祭的条例乃是这样：燔祭要放在坛的柴上，从晚上到天亮，坛上的火要常常烧着。祭司要穿上细麻布衣服，又要把细麻布裤子穿在身上。”把坛上所烧的燔祭灰收起来，倒在坛的旁边。随后要脱去这衣服，穿上别的衣服，把灰拿到营外洁净之处。坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。 祭司要每日早晨在上面烧柴，并要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭牲的脂油，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。 OK， 这八到十三节。
This is from 8 to 13.
这边有两个特点，我举两个特点。
There are two distinctive points.
一个特点是说这个坛上必须要有火，就是我刚刚讲的那个从神来的火。
So the altar has to have fire, and that fire came from the Lord.
然后第二个特点呢，这个祭呢是早上晚上要献的。
And the second thing is this offering is made in the morning and in the evening.
它的目的是说，意思是说这个祭是整天不停的。
The goal is to show that this offering is continuous. There's no end.
对，早上有一次，然后晚上有一次，所以它保持整个燔祭呢是一直连续不断。
So there's one time in the morning, one time in the evening, so it's continuous and no end to it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个在我刚刚前面念到那个利未记第一章。
A few minutes ago we read Leviticus chapter 1.
那边讲到燔祭的内容是全然奉献。
And that mentioned that the burnt offering is offering everything.
当神要这个祭司去实行这个燔祭的时候呢。
But when the Lord had the high priest do this,
你就发现这个是天天在做的事情。
We discover it is done every day.
就很像是说前面第一章讲到是燔祭的奉献的一个内容跟原则。
In the first chapter it talks about the content of the offering.
然后当他开始去天天去燔祭的时候，
and when it's being offered every day,
他就好像把这个原则呢运用在天天的生活里面。
Then we see that principle that it is to be done every day.
所以这个生活的原则呢，第一个我们必须要有火。
So for the principle of life, we have to have fire.
当弟兄姊妹，当一个献祭好，被神用火把它烧掉的时候，你知道这是什么意思吗？
Do you know what it means when that offering is totally burned by the fire of God?
表示神接受了这个祭。
That means that the Lord accepts this offering.
当神接受这个祭的意思是说，他喜悦这个祭。
And when he accepts this offering, it means he's pleased with that offering.
所以罗马书才说是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，有没有？是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And that's why in Romans it says that it is holy and acceptable to God.
所以一个奉献的生活，第一个意念就是说，我愿意在生活当中要讨主的喜悦。
And so the first principle is I want to please God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们再次要强调一个事情哦。
So I want to emphasize this.
神爱跟神喜悦这两个是不相等的，神爱不等于神喜悦。
God loves is not equal to God being pleased.
对，没有错，神爱世人。
It is true that God loves the world.
然后神也爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
And God loves all brothers and sisters.
可是神不一定喜悦每一个人。
But God is not necessarily pleased with each and everyone.
这个我就举个比方哦。
So I want to give an example.
对，史蒂芬今天不在，可以讲一下。
Today Stephen is not here.
不，比方可以。
So I can use him as an example.
不是，就是那个不是真的事情，就是比方，不是真的事情。
It is not true. It is not a true thing that happened to him.
对，如果真的事情，我需要先征得他的版权才可以用。
If it is a true thing, I have to ask for permission.
对，比如说我两个小孩，对不对？
So for example, I have two kids.
对，一男一女。
One boy, one girl.
然后一个父亲呢，爱他的小孩。爱他的小孩。
So a father loves his kids.
我觉得一个很奇妙的事情。
But it is very amazing.
如果有人问我，就是说你爱哪一个孩子比较多
？If somebody asks me, who do you love more?
你看两个小孩年纪不一样，然后性别不一样，对不对
？They're different in age and also in gender.
然后这个他们的这个这个。Personality, 他们个性啊，各样的这个行事为人都不太一样。
And their personality and how they deal with people are all different.
但如果你问我到底爱哪一个比较多哈
？And if you ask me who do you love more?
我真的觉得很奇妙。
I really feel it's very amazing.
我可以从心里面很诚实的说，我觉得一样多。
And I can say very honestly, it's the same.
真的是一样多。我想不出来哪个多，哪个少。我如果很诚实的去想。
If I think honestly, I really cannot say who I love more.
所以也就是说，神爱我们哈，他你勉强叫他说你爱哪个比较多，他也讲不出来。
So if you ask the Lord who do you love more, He really cannot say that.
但是呢，但是我举个例子哈，就假设的例子。
But then I want to give an example.
假设这个老大呢，他平常生活就很悖逆。
If the elder one, if he is rebellious.
对，他又不听话，叫他做这个他就不做。
If we tell him to do something and he does not do it.
然后读书也不好好读。
And if he does not study well.
然后这个反正这个讲话也这个顶嘴。
Or if they challenge you.
然后小的呢就非常乖。
But if the younger one is very well behaved.
对，他你讲了呢他愿意去听。
If you say something and they listen.
他愿意顺服。
And they obey.
他愿意体贴父母亲的这个感觉。
And they really have the heart for know the heart of the parents.
你知道这个时候呢，这个做父母的他会很清楚的知道说，我喜悦这个愿意顺服的。
And so the parent would say, I'm pleased with the one who obeys.
可是这个悖逆的这一位的他的光景呢，我没有办法去喜悦他，我爱他，但是没有办法去喜悦他。
I love the rebellious one, but I'm not pleased with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是这神喜悦是一个很不得了的事情。
So it is an awesome thing about God being pleased.
对，有时候其实我自己也是这样，有时候说，哎呀，我要讨，有时候祷告说我要讨主的喜悦，这个有点像口头禅
了。Maybe I say I want to please the Lord. This has become very familiar.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记得有一件事情啊，当主耶稣从受浸之后从水里上来的时候，你知道发生什么事吗？
Do you remember when the Lord came up from the water after he was baptized?
然后天开了，神就说一句话，他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The heaven opened and God said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
弟兄姊妹，神的喜悦是一件很大的事情啊，我就是有这种感觉。
It is a big thing about if God is pleased.
你要怎么讨主的喜悦呢？
How can you please God?
弟兄姊妹，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，请记得。
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, offer yourself as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, because it is pleasing to Him.
对，我用太长了，就是说，你只要愿意奉献给主的话，他就喜悦。
As long as you're willing to consecrate yourself, He is pleased.
你就像一个活的燔祭放在祭坛上。
You are like a living sacrifice on the altar.
然后神用天上的火烧尽了之后，他说，我喜悦，我收取。
And then the Lord will send His fire, and after it's all burned, He said, I am pleased.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是可行的。
This is doable.
因为那个以诺呢，他就圣经就特别讲他生儿养女。
Because Enoch, he had sons and daughters.
对，你这个生儿养女不容易嘛。
It is not easy to have sons and daughters.
你要生儿养女，还一个能够维持一个跟主亲近的生活，其实不太容易。
To have sons and daughters and still be close to the Lord is difficult.
但以诺的事情就给我们一个印象哈，他好像是300年，他好像就是过一个很平常的生活。
But we feel that in this 300 years, Enoch lived a very normal, common life.
对，他也没办法天天读圣经，因为根本没有圣经。
There's no scripture then at that time, so he cannot be reading scriptures.
对，但是他就是可以过一个生活。希伯来书给他一个注解说，他是一个讨神喜悦的人。
But in Hebrews, God commented that he live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们许多时候我们用的不是主的火。
Many times we do not use the fire of the Lord.
你知道吗？我们常常对世上的事情非常的热心，像火一样。
We are on fire for things of the world.
对，但我可能不能够举自己例子啊。假设好了。
Let us say.
假设有以前我就觉得，哎呀，我是念电脑，我要做一个最棒的工程师，我很热。
I am a, I'm in computer science. I want to be the best one there.
对，或者说我想要闯出一番事业。
Or I want to do something great.
所以感觉好像是火在烧你的生活。
It is as if fire is burning in your life.
对，弟兄姊妹，这些叫做凡火，不是从神来的火。
But actually, these are strange fire. They are not fire from the Lord.
我们需要让主的火点燃在我们的心里面，在我们的生活当中。
We have to let the fire of God light us up.
你知道吗？其实神对我们心里面有很大的 passion， 有很大的热切。
God has great passion in us.
但是除非我们开始进到奉献里面。
Unless we really enter into consecration.
这个爱还是单向。
This love is one way.
只有从神来的。
Because it is only from God.
当我们奉献之后。
But it is when we consecrate ourselves.
那个火就开始烧我们这个人了。
And that fire burns us.
我们就有机会呢，开始学习什么叫做双向的爱。
Then we start to learn what is the two-way love.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个基督徒的这个奉献的生活，求主把他的爱常常点燃在我们的心中，不要让它冷却。
May His love be lighted up in our life and not be dimmed.
对，如果有人问我哈，就是说我在这个二十多年来听了许多的道。
So if somebody asked me, and I have listened to many messages these 20 years.
到底什么道你的印象最深呢？
Which message is has the deepest leave the deepest impression on you?
对，没有错。最近的，比如说这个长殿弟兄的康批。
For example, lately, Brother Chang said the word but shot.
然后或是这个钟礼恩弟兄的这个大刀。
Or Brother Philip Chong telling about that big knife or sword.
你这个想忘都忘不掉。
You want to forget, but you can't. You remember them.
啊，其实弟兄们在这边的交通，我很多都记得的。
Or the brothers who spoke here, I remember all of those.
也许在96年的时候，孙弟兄有一次来讲跟随主，那次信息可能对我影响最大。
But one of the biggest influences is in 1996, Brother Sun talked about following the Lord.
但是你如果叫我选出一堂我印象最深的话，我要回到1995年。
But if there is one that I have the deepest impression, it's going back 1995.
是我参加西岸聚会的时候的江弟兄的第三堂。
Is the third message of Brother Kong in WCCC.
对，他讲到爱神。
He talks about loving God.
他讲到后来的时候，他突然有一个感觉。
At the end, he felt this way.
他说我认识主，服侍主已经那时候已经四十多年。
I served the Lord for 40 some years.
他说有的时候呢，我觉得我真的不太认识自己。对不起，是他讲的话，套用他的话。有时候我觉得不太认识自己。
This kind of paraphrase, I don't know myself sometimes.
有时候我觉得爱主呢，好像也不是真的很爱主。
And then sometimes, with regard to loving the Lord, maybe I don't really love Him that much.
那有时候我觉得好像不爱主呢，好像也不是真的如此。
But then it's not true either that I don't love Him.
不太认识我自己。
I don't know myself.
但是他有个心哈。他愿意做一个爱主的人。
But I have a heart. I want to be one who loves the Lord.
所以他说啊，他常常来到主的面前。
And so he often comes before the Lord.
每一次不讨主喜悦的时候，他还是来到主的面前。
Even if he's not pleasing to the Lord, he still comes before him.
对，他说主啊，如果我不能够见到你的笑脸的话。
If I cannot see your smile, Lord.
对，我要见到你的怒脸。
I want to see your wrath.
弟兄姊妹，他的意思是说，不管在任何的情况呢，我都要来到主的面前。
What he means is, no matter what the circumstances, I want to come before you, Lord.
他说我们今天啊，那个起初的爱遗失的太厉害了。
Today, the loss of the first love is so great.
对，所以我弟兄姊妹，我们需要恢复对主的那个火。
That is why we have to recover that fire for the Lord.
奉献是一条路。
And consecration is the way.
它因为当你奉献的时候，那边是有神来的火的。
Because when you consecrate yourself, there is fire from the Lord.
愿意，如果你是一个愿意逃出喜悦的人，愿意一个热心热切爱主的人，你需要奉献。
If you want to love the Lord and have passion for Him, you have to consecrate yourself.
所以一个爱主的人，你不管任何的情况呢，都要坚持的回到主的面前。
As one who loves the Lord, you have to go back to the Lord.
然后另外这个一个特点呢，它是早上跟晚上。
And this talk about morning and evening.
当然这个表明的是它是持续不断的一天的意。
Of course, we know it means to be continuous, no end.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我学生的时候这件事情做的比较好。
When I was a student, I did this better.
每天早上起来的时候呢，我总是第一件事先祷告。
Every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is to pray.
我总是向主说，主啊，我把这一天的时间交给你。
And I said, Lord.I give today's time all into your hands.
也许今天我是去上学。
Like today, if I go to school.
对，也许今天放假，或者需要有其他事情要做。
Or I don't have to go to school and I'm doing other things.
不管做任何的事情呢，我在今天一开头的时候，我就把一天的时间都交给你。
Whatever I'm doing at the beginning of the day, I commit everything into your hands.
也许我很多软弱，但是我愿意，我今天这个一天的生活是为你而活。
Maybe there's so many weakness, but I'm willing that today I live for you.
所以有一次，通常我这个祷告就是起床的时候，你在坐起来的时候就开始祷告。
So this prayer I do once I get up from bed, like when I'm sitting on my bed.
对，有一年我们去夏令会。
One year we went to summer conference.
然后那次我也忘记为什么，反正我们弟兄们就睡到那个你们现在在睡的那个大通铺，就是那个 cabin 的，那小木屋，反正就睡小木屋那种。
And so one year the brothers were all sleeping in the cabin in the conference.
好像是更差的那种，我没关系，就是反正大家就是一大堆床就睡在那边这样。
And so there were a lot of beds and we were all in that room.
所以那天那个夏令会早上的时候，我就照着平常，就是又起来祷告。
So I did what I normally do. I sat up and pray.
然后祷告一看旁边。
And so I was after I prayed, saw look at the side.
Andrew 也在那边祷告。
And Andrew is also praying.
我觉得哎呀，挺好，感谢主，这个我们。
And I said, Oh, praise the Lord. We encourage each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们的生活要。活在神的同在里。
Our life has to be lived in the presence of the Lord.
对，有一次我去信仰聚会。
One time I went to WCCC.
然后有一个年长弟兄跟我一起配搭。
And so there was another elder brother who was serving alongside.
他其实那次交通他没有，他就我们分组交通，他没有交通什么太高深的事情。
He did not really share any deep things.
他只说哈，他说。他说以前他是上班的人。
He said that before, he's one who have a regular job.
然后他说那时候呢，他的那个办公的地方呢，离那个打印机很远。
And at that time, you know, his office is very far from the copying machine.
然后所以每一次他打印好的时候，他要去拿打印机，拿打印的结果。
So when he wants to get the copy from the copying machine.
所以弟兄姊妹记得我们的工作都很忙，如果工作过的人都知道工作的时候很忙。
We know that, you know, all of us have, are very busy at work.
他说呢，他就利用那个走去走去拿打印纸的这段的路程呢，跟主交通。
And so he used that time to, for walking from office to the copying machine to commune with the Lord.
所以他就反正工作休息一下去拿打印纸，他就开始走过去。
So when he's walking towards the copying machine,
然后一边走一边跟主交通。
As he walked, he was communing with the Lord.
然后他就跟我们说啊，许多时候呢，当他把纸拿回来 坐下来的时候呢
And he said to us, when he get that copy and then come back to his seat and sit down,
他说他常常是泪流满面
He was in tears already.
对，所以他在这个忙碌的工作生活里面呢，他抓住机会还是要回到主的面前。
So in that business, he still grabbed the opportunity to go back to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，也许我们今天还做不到什么24小时这样子跟主交通。
Maybe today we cannot do 24 hours continually communing with the Lord.
但是一个奉献的生活，一个表现就是你愿意讨主的喜悦，你想要跟他亲近。
But a consecrated life is one where you want to be close to him.
你会求主给智慧，给我们发现一些机会呢，我们能够跟主亲近的。
And the Lord can give you opportunities for you to be close to Him.
所以上礼拜六，我们聚会唱了一首诗歌，叫做《再给我一次机会》。
Last Saturday we sang a song that "Give Me One More Chance."
我现在要讲晚上了。
I'm talking about the evening.
我刚从早上讲到那个下午，现在讲到晚上。
I have mentioned the morning and the noon. Now I'm to the evening part.
那首诗歌我们大家唱过很多次嘛，再给我一次机会。
We have sang that song many times. Give me one more chance.
唱给朋友听的。
And we were that song is to friends.
给我一次机会，免得我悔恨连连。
Because it's giving me another chance, so I won't be regretting.
所以那天当我唱的时候，觉得我心中突然有个蛮深的感觉。
But that day when I sang it, I have a deep feeling.
因为那天哈，我早上要送小朋友们去乐团。
Because that morning I was sending my kids to the orchestra.
对，早上九点多就送去乐团，然后我就在那边坐着。
Like early morning, 9 o'clock, I sent them there to the orchestra, and I was waiting for them.
然后等了就要等三个钟头了。
I had to wait for 3 hours.
然后三个钟头我就读经祷告准备聚会。
And so I was reading the Bible, praying, and preparing for meeting.
然后结束的时候送孩子们回家，然后回到自己家里。
And then after that, I came back home.
然后吃点东西已经2点多了。
And ate some lunch and was already 2.
然后想说啊，好，有点累，睡一下吧。
And so I was kind of tired and thought maybe I should take a nap.
然后一睡之后呢，就要聚会了。
But then after I get up, it's already time to go to another meeting.
然后稀里哗啦就去了聚会。
And so in a hurry, I went to the meeting.
然后就想说，然后那当我在唱那首诗歌的时候，我在想我今天干了什么东西。
So when I was singing that song, I thought, what did I do today?
我就去了乐团一趟，然后睡了一觉，然后好像就一天就要快结束了。
So I went to the orchestra, take a nap, and then it's kind of day is already ending.
所以当我唱这首诗歌的时候，我的确心中跟主祷告。
And so when I sang that song, I really prayed to the Lord.
对，我希望今天晚上还有一点时间，我们一同聚会，对不对？
Yes, today we still have this time to gather together before Him.
希望剩下的一些时间呢，在主面前是算得数的。
Hopefully the rest of the time is counted by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我过去每次聚会啊，就是好像也不是说不重视，但是就是每次聚完会就这样过去了。
In the past, it's not that I don't pay importance to meeting, but it seems like after it's done, it's over.
对，我从 Andrew 身上学到一个事情。
But I learned from Andrew.
每一次聚会都很重要。
Every meeting is important.
每一个聚会都要看重。
And you have to place importance in each and every meeting.
对，每一个聚会主都可能可以用它。
Because each meeting the Lord can use.
对，所以我这次想说，其实我们也常交通要天天要把握时间。
We always fellowship that we have to grab our time.
也许我需要在主面前学习更多看重。每一天的时间。
So I need to put even more importance on every day.
所以当我在一天晚上的时候来到主的面前。
So at the evening when I come before the Lord.
对，我必须在主面前说，主啊，我今天是否讨了你的喜悦？
I have to say, have I pleased you, Lord, today?
对，并不是说我今天读圣经读了5个钟头才算数，不是这个意思。
I don't mean that you have to read the Bible for 5 hours to come.
对，就算你忙着准备考试。
Even if you are preparing for your exam.
甚至你可能出去散步。
or maybe you're just taking a walk.
那你, 我这个今天我在主面前是不是坦然的?
Am I really boldly coming to the Lord?
对,我是不是常常的活在照我所能的活在他的面前?
Oh, do I live according to my best before him?
所以当我一天的末了的时候,我再看看我有没有烧了我的平安的脂油。
Have I burned up that peace, anointed oil of peace?
对,他这边讲到说,这个烧了平安祭生的脂油。
It is the peace offering with that anointed oil.
对,当我敞开在主面前的时候,我这一天,我是不是能够坦然说,主啊,谢谢你,因为我今天我有软弱,但是我,也许我大致上我是活在你的面前。
Can I come boldly to the Lord and say that, yes, I have witnessed, but in all, I'm living before you?
所以弟兄姊妹啊,我们的生活如果不行的话,再高的道理都没有用。
If our life is not in order, whatever deeper message or doctrine, it's useless.
对,我们可以讲了很多这个奉献,讲了那个要绝对的跟随主,但是生活不行的话,这些都没用。If
we talk about consecration and talk about offering, but if our daily life is in shambles, it's all useless.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们要把我们的生活敞开在主的面前。We
have to open our life before the Lord.
对,一方面我们不要用 低的标准,
we cannot use a low standard.
另外一方面也不要受控告, 好像活得像天上一样,
but we cannot be accused either if we are not living like in heaven.
对, 我们要在主的光中呢, 我们要活一个陶朱喜悦, 爱他的生活。
We have to live in his light and be pleasing to him.
那个, 下一个事情,是服侍主的生活。
This next one is a life of service to the Lord.
因为他这个罗马书是这样讲, 就是我们奉献的话, 你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Because in Romans 12, it says it's an acceptable service to the Lord.
所以奉献的生活就是一个侍奉主的一个生活的一个表现。
So consecration shows a life of service.
那个我们看一下出埃及记40章第13节。
Exodus 40.
不对。 我可能写错了。 出现很多次是这样说,当那个大祭司要服侍之前,
when the high priest before he served,
然后那个摩西呢就说你们要带上胸牌,要穿上这个华美的衣服,
they have to put on the breastplate and in a beautiful garment,
然后你们要分别为圣,穿上这些衣服,然后开始服侍。
And you have to consecrate yourself and begin to serve.
然后这个分别为圣这个字叫 consecrate.
Now this word is consecrate.
也就是说它的意思就是说当祭司要开始服侍之前呢, 它有一个事情叫做 consecrate, 叫做分别为圣。
So before he served, there's this particular thing called to consecrate himself.
然后这个词其实出现很多次, 所以我们这边奉献, 我们常用 consecrate 这个词,
and we always talk about consecrate. You always use this word consecrate.
然后到了利未记的第八章的时候呢,
and in Leviticus chapter 8,
利未记第八章这边讲到大祭司开始供职服事的时候他的一些的细节,
this talks about the details after he starts his service.
我目前没有时间念很多,所以在利未记的第八章。
So in Leviticus 8.
但我选一下好,就是第八章第22节。
I'm just going to pick verse 22.
他又奉上第二只公绵羊，就是承接圣职之礼的羊。亚伦和他儿子按手在羊的头上。
And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his son laid their hands upon the head of the ram.
啊，这个叫承接圣职。
This means.
他这边用 consecration， 对，
yeah. It means consecration.
然后呢，到了第二十四节呢，又带了亚伦的儿子来，把些血抹在他们的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上。我就念这样。
And he brought Aaron's son, and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of their right ear, upon the thumbs of their right hand, upon the great toes of their right feet.
然后二十六节呢，再从耶和华面前盛无酵饼的筐子里取出一个无酵饼、一个油饼、一个薄饼，都放在支油和右腿上。
And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one unleavened cake, a cake of oil bread, one wafer, and put them on the fat.
好。当大祭司要供职要服侍主的时候之前、
So before the high priest served before the Lord，
他第一件事情呢，先献上赎罪祭、
He has to offer sin offering，
也就是说他的罪被洗净了，
Because that means his sins have been cleansed。
接下来呢，他在献上燔祭，
And then he offers burnt offering，
表示说他愿意把自己给主。
That means he's giving himself totally to the Lord。
下一个呢，他有一个，下个是承接圣职的这个过程。
And then there's this process of consecration。
所以这个承接圣职里面有一个重点，是他的那个右耳跟手指头跟脚趾头要点上血。
So in the consecration part, his right earloberight thumb, right toes have to have blood on it.
好，所以我这边想要表达就是说，弟兄姊妹，我刚刚交通呢，好像是一个以诺一个平常的生活，对不对？
What I want to express is before I'm talking about Enoch, his everyday life.
对，没有错，我们工作、上学、照顾家庭，我们这是我们平常的生活。
Our everyday life.
你绝对可以运用奉献的原则在你的生活里面。
And you can use the principle of consecration on your everyday life.
但下一件事情呢，我们要注意的就是说，一个奉献的生活是一个服侍主的生活。
But then we need to pay attention that a consecrated life is a life of service to the Lord.
对，服侍主也许不一定只是讲说我要在聚会当中讲到，不一定是这样的。
Now, serving the Lord doesn't mean that you are ministering the word in the gathering.
但是呢，你记得哈，当主耶稣在这个十二岁年轻的时候，他不是离家出走，就是说他这脱队的时候留在圣殿里。
Remember that the Lord, when he was 12, he was left behind in the temple.
他讲了一句话，他说：“岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
And he's saying, like, isn't it that I have to remember the things of my Lord, my God?
对，也就是说主耶稣的那个心思里面呢，是一直以着父神的事为念的。
So he's always remembering, thinking about the thing of his father.
然后圣经就记载说，哦，他就跟着他这个爸爸妈妈回家了。
But later on, of course, he went back with his parents.
然后乖乖的听话。
And he submitted to them.
然后他的那个身量跟智慧就慢慢成长。
And he grew before man and God.
所以虽然他那时候做木匠还没有出来服侍，
So he was a carpenter then and has not come out to do his ministry.
他在这个隐藏的时间当中呢，他一直是以父神的事为念。
But even in his hidden life, he always think about the thing of his father.
然后到他三十岁左右的时候，他就出来能够传道服事。
And then only after 30 that he came out and have public ministry.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，就是不是只是我今天不是只是讲好像上学上班而已。
So I'm not just talking about going to school and working.
一个奉献的生活呢，乃是你常常为着父神的意念，你放在心里面。
But a consecrated life is one where you think about the things of the Lord.
然后这边你会发现有一个表现哈，就是他的耳朵、右手大拇指、右脚大拇指都撒上血。
And here is shown.That the tip of the right ear, the right hand, thumb of the right hand, and the great toe of the right foot, they're all dipped in blood.
这个意思就是说， 我耳朵要听主的话。
This means that my ears have to listen to God.
那我手是为着主而做的。
And my hand has to serve God.
那我脚是为着主走，走主的路。
And my feet has to walk the way of God.
也就是说，我这个全人，它其实表明的就是我们的全人。
So it's showing the whole person.
全人是在主的面前呢，是做一个服侍他的人。
The whole person has to be serving God.
所以呢，我们必须学，就跟我刚刚也讲了，我们必须学做一个顺服、能够听话的人。
We have to be one who obey and listen to the Lord.
所以。有些时候当我晚上的时候来到主面前
So in the evening when I come before the Lord
啊我就想今天没割草
I thought oh I did not mow the lawn today
其实主要我那天应该要割草
But actually the Lord really wanted me to mow the lawn that day
但我就偷懒没做
But then, you know, I was kind of lazy and did not do it.
弟兄姊妹，这个就叫做没有服侍主。
That means I'm not serving the Lord.
那当主有一些有命令在我们身上的时候，我们整个身体，我们整个行动呢，是顺着他的引导来做的，这个叫服侍主。
If the Lord has a command for us, our whole body should be doing it. That means to serve the Lord.
对，有的时候上班是很忙，但是有几年我上班不太忙。
Working is busy, but there were few years when I was not busy with my work.
因为有的时候系统很熟了嘛，这些事情就得心应手，很容易处理。
Because I'm very familiar with the system, so it was easy to do my job.
然后就有时候在公司就开始上网。
And so I start surfing the web in the office.
然后有时候上网还要看一下有没有人在旁边。
And when I'm surfing, I have to see if there's somebody looking at me.
所以有时候过了几天之后我知道我没有讨主的喜悦
And so after a few days I know I'm not pleasing to the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹这些是我们平常的生活我们怎么去听主怎么去顺服他
So that is how do we listen to the Lord in our daily life
对不对当弟兄姊妹当我们碰到福音朋友的时候
When we meet our friends gospel friends
对你为什么不开你的金口呢
为
什么不开你的金口跟朋友讲话呢
Why don't you open your mouth and precious mouth to talk to them
对 你主要我们讲话这个好不容易有个朋友你应该认识他一下主催促你要讲的吧
The Lord is prodding you to talk to them
你如果把那个心中的那个感觉把它压下来的话那不是服侍主
If you reject that prodding, you know, that's not serving the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的有一首诗歌很好，没时间唱了。313，收我此生做奉献。
There is a song 313 that I want to consecrate my life.
对，我们的手，我们的脚。
My hand, my feet.
对，我们的声音，我们的意志。
My voice, my will.
对我的金钱，我的时间。
My money, my time.
这些全部都是主的，一个一个事情，每一个都是主。
You know, each one of those are the Lord.
主啊，求你收取这些我奉献给你。
So Lord, may you take this that I have consecrated to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，盼望我不一定今天讲的很具体，我还是讲了许多的原则。
I'm still talking a lot of principle and maybe not detailed enough.
对，因为我发现我没有办法告诉各位，比如说你现在是上学，对不对？我没有办法告诉你今天你要读书三个钟头，然后做运动两个钟头，所以你这个就是奉献的生活，没有办法。
There's no way for me to be so detailed telling you, okay, this 3 hours you have to study, this 2 hours you go to exercise, that kind of thing.
但请你记得哈，我们一天呢都是属于主的。
But just remember that the whole day belongs to the Lord.
不管做什么事情呢，我有个心志，我要讨他的喜悦。
No matter what you're doing, you want to please Him.
不管做什么事情呢，我愿意主引导我，忠心的能够为着他。
No matter what you're doing, you want the Lord to lead you and to be faithful to Him.
所以当有一次这个何寿恩姊妹，倪弟兄有一次来找何寿恩姊妹。
So one time, Brother Nee went to see Sister Barber.
他说，哎，他说，姊妹啊，你知道有人在讲你的一些话。
He said, Sister, somebody is speaking behind you.
他们说啊，你是一个很爱旅游的人。
They said that you love to travel.
或者说你很爱这个你们叫 hiking， 或者反正你很喜欢到处走走的一个人。
哦、you like
喜欢游山玩游山玩水的人。
Yeah, you like to travel to walk around.
对。然后那个何淑文姊妹就跟他笑了一下，他说没有错，我常常花三个钟头在附近去走路。
He said, and she smiled and said, no doubt, I spent 3 hours walking.
如果主叫我不走的话呢，我完全可以不走。
But if the Lord tells me not to walk, I can do it.
但是主叫我走呢，我就走。
But the Lord tells me to walk, so I walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，这我们姊妹实在是活在主的面，就光是她去走路，她也是照着主的旨意。
So even in her walking, she's walking according to God's will.
我个人相信啦，我个人猜想，主叫她多运动。
I think the Lord tells her to do more exercise.
对，她要服侍嘛，她多运动。
She has to serve. She has to exercise.
然后在这个安静的过程当中，她能够继续的跟主交通，得着主的话。
And in this silent environment, she can commune with the Lord.
那别人一看啊，游山玩水，天天花这么多时间游山玩水，大家以为是这样。
But to other people, they thought, oh, she's, you know, walking around, looking at things.
没有办法，主叫她走，她就走。
But actually, she walks because the Lord tells her to.
但是弟兄姊妹不要误会啊，我不是说大家要走了就不聚会，不是这个意思。
I'm not telling you guys to walk around and not come to meetings.
对，我们是在主的这个次序底下，这个优先次序底下呢，来行动。
We have to live and walk according to that set of priorities from the Lord.
所以最后我做个总结，我就不念那段圣经了。
So in conclusion, I'm not going to read that Bible verse anymore.
我们最近有一些弟兄姊妹，我们读马太福音，对不对？
Some of us are reading Matthew.
然后有一次主呼召那个彼得安德烈。
So one time, there was an incident where the Lord called Peter and Andrew.
然后呢，他们正在撒网，他们就舍了网，就跟随主。
And so they were throwing their nets, but then they left it and followed the Lord.
然后有一次主那个呼召那个约翰跟雅各的时候，他们也别了父亲就跟随主。
And the same thing when God called James and John, they left their nets with the parents, with the father, and followed the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？刚才我们讲到那个承接圣职那个字哈。
When we talk about consecration,
那个字其实用在一个宝石镶嵌在那个祭司的胸牌上面，是同一个字，把宝石镶嵌在上面。
That word consecration is the same word of putting that precious stone on the breastplate of the high priest.
然后那个你记得哈，那个祭司是其实是穿着非常的华美来服侍主。
We know that the garment of the high priest is very beautiful.
对，当我读到这次主呼召他们的时候呢，我心中蛮有感触的，虽然只是几句话。
So when I read about this calling of the Lord of these two disciples, I felt deeply.
对，当他们答应主的呼召的时候，他们其实是把一生都交给主。
When they answered that call, they have committed their whole life to the Lord.
对，他们是一生跟随主。
Because they follow him their whole life.
对，有的是被有的是被这个被杀的。
Some were killed.
有的被倒钉十字架。
Some are crucified upside down.
对，有的晚年凄凉被放逐出去。
Some were exiled in their old age.
可是当他们一奉献给主之后，你发现这个跟随主的路是一定永定。
But once they consecrate, it was sure and it was forever.
对，他一次交给主的时候，他一生就跟随主，交给主了。
That one time of committing to the Lord meant the whole life committing to the Lord.
你知道吗？我突然有个感觉，就是他们像被烧掉的灰一样。
And they're like the ashes that were totally burned.
也就是说，他们完全给主了，一生给主。烧掉之后呢，你看到我刚刚讲的那一段啊，那个灰剩下的就是灰。
We know that that thing given to the Lord, once it's burned, what's left are ashes.
在世人的眼中看起来，这些人奉献的人是像烧成灰一样，没什么价值。
To worldly people, what they see are ashes without value.
可在主的眼光来看，他们这些人都像宝石一样。
But to the Lord, they are like precious stones.
对他们奉献，但他们服侍主。
They consecrate and they serve the Lord.
他们就像那个宝石镶嵌在那个牌子上一样，主看为是非常的宝贵。
They are like the precious stone on the breastplate, which is so precious to the Lord.
所以这些奉献的人，又像灰，又像宝石。
So these consecrated people are like both ashes and precious stones.
所以弟兄姊妹，我鼓励我们彼此鼓励，我们要过一个，我们知道奉献的道理，我们要过一个奉献的生活。
We know the teaching of consecration, but we need to live a consecrated life.
我们用一种祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是你收留了我们。
It is you who have taken us.
我们过去我们生活没有办法看。
In the past, our lives, we cannot even look at it.
但你今天叫我们可以有机会过一个蛮有喜乐、蛮有丰盛的生活。
But today, you have us, we can live a full and meaningful life.
蛮有平安，蛮有力量。
With peace and strength.
对，蛮有同在，也蛮有你的喜悦。
With your presence and with your pleasing.
主啊，但愿你教导我们，也带领我们。
Please teach us and lead us.
过一个生活是爱你，是讨你喜悦的。
That our life is one that loves you and pleasing to you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天聚会到这里。